Praise be Jesus Christ. In today's epistle from the book of Exodus, God gives the commandments which are written on every human heart, and he gives them to the Jewish people. He does this amid thunder, smoke, and lightning. Now, why does he do this? Amid the terrible display of his power? Because the Israelites were a stiff-necked people, stubborn, slow to conform themselves to God's loving will. So Moses says there was this impressive display of power so that, quote, the dread of him might be in you and you should not sin. The scripture says that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. It's a good starting point in the spiritual life and is still very valid today. The commandments, for the most part, represent the bare minimum of what we must do in order to save our souls. Remember, the rich young man in the gospel says to our Lord, "Good Master, what good must I do in order to enter into life?" And our Lord responds, "If thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments." That is, below the commandments is death, death for the soul. And so the fear of eternal punishment is a valid reason to keep the commandments, valid but not yet perfect. You see, it's more perfect to keep the commandments out of love rather than out of fear. And this is what our Lord intends for us in the new and everlasting covenant, when he says, "If you love me, keep my commandments." So this is why principally Christians should keep the commandments, because we love God, because we love our Lord, and do not want to do anything to offend him. And in so doing, in loving him in this concrete, practical, and real way, we also save our souls. Now, today's gospel tells us how the Pharisees added to the commandments certain human traditions, which consisted of wholly exterior formalities and to which they attached more importance than they did to observing the law of Moses. Our Lord rebukes them sharply for this. He says, "You have made void the commandment of God for your tradition. Hypocrites! Well hath Isaiah prophesied of you, saying, this people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." And so the church wants to put us on guard of merely an exterior practice of worship or fasts, which is not united with the observance of the commandments. Think about all of the Catholics out there who won't eat meat on Fridays during Lent, and yet they won't go to Mass on Sundays, except for maybe Easter Sunday. They observe the discipline of the church with regard to abstinence, but transgress the third commandment of God, keeping holy the Lord's day throughout the year. And this is what it means to honor our Lord with the lips, but have our hearts far from him. So let us be sure to honor and love God in spirit and in truth, by word and in fact, by loving observance of his commandments, and in doing so, enter into eternal life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.